Hare Krishna. This morning I had Bhagavatam class, and sort of concluding on pastime of Ajramil Kanda, and some of the glories of the holy name. And this verse is a very well-known verse, starts with words, Agyana Dattava Gyana Dattama Shloganamayat. And Sukadeva Goswami says that whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, the holy name of the Lord will burn to ashes all sinful reaction, in the same way that a fire burns to ashes dry grass, either knowingly or unknowingly lit, or whether it's lit by a person who knows what the result will be or not. Srila Prabhupada in the purport gives the example of fire, that a little child who doesn't know the real force and heat of fire will be burnt by flames, in the same way that someone, an adult, who's well aware of the potencies of fire, but if you get in its way, that will burn you, regardless of who you are. Agyana dattava agyana. Of course, the destruction of sinful activities is not the main purpose of chanting Hare Krishna or performing devotional service, but it's a preliminary function which is necessary in order for one to make further advancement in spiritual life. While sinful reactions remain, then they pose an obstacle in the real cultivation of devotional service. So how does one become free from those sinful activities? Well, here it said you practice devotional service specifically by chanting the names of the Lord. And what's being emphasized is that whether one knows the glories of the holy name or not, it will act in this way. It will purify the heart. Example is being given the fire. Another example that comes in the next verse is just like medicine. If one takes medicine, whether he knows how it works or doesn't know how it works, it will still act. It will still have the same effect. So devotional service is so powerful. And yet, at the same time, although that result is there, it should be clear that the result comes, the same result comes in a qualified way. And the main qualifier here is time. Generally speaking, if one performs devotional service without knowledge, especially if one is a beginner, if one is already advanced in spiritual life, then the result may be different. I'll try and get to that if I remember to come back to it. But if one is not advanced in devotional service, then not being in knowledge gives a much slower result than being in knowledge. And ultimately, not being in knowledge should lead to one person being in knowledge one way or another. In other words, Krishna consciousness does not allow one to remain in ignorance. You either cultivate knowledge through devotional service, or if for some reason one is, for instance, illiterate, like sometimes we have examples of acharyas who are illiterate, if they're advanced in spiritual life, then Krishna says, Dadami Bhuti Yogam Tam, then he gives knowledge from within. So no one remains ignorant in spiritual life, one way or another, either by external practice or by internal revelation, transcendental knowledge comes. And with transcendental knowledge, then comes further stages of devotional service. Bhavo Jnana Tapasa Kutramad Bhavamagatam. So Krishna says that those who were situated in knowledge of me, they attained love for me. So generally, that's the process how one advances in Krishna consciousness, in spiritual life. It's a fact that if someone is, as I mentioned already, advanced in spiritual life and yet not versed in scripture or anything like that, this was the reference I was going to make, but one has a deep affection for the Lord somehow or another, which may generally be from a past life or by some extraordinary association or mercy, then still one can attain Krishna. But attaining Krishna, as mentioned, doesn't mean that one remains in ignorance. It means that one has the same realization that's contained in the results of studying scripture, which comes from within by the grace of the Lord. So, but nonetheless, the cultivation of the knowledge of the glories of the holy name is important for the proper chanting and for us to actually really clear away all inauspicious things within the heart and ultimately give way for the manifestation of auspicious things, particularly the real moods of pure devotional service. Bhavo Jnana Tapasa Puttama Bhava Magata. Krishna uses the word bhava. So for the appearance of bhava and prema, and that will come only by chanting Krishna's names. But in the same way that Krishna gives us knowledge of himself, Srinume Paramam Bacha, and he tells us to listen carefully, because by hearing about him, then we develop attachment to him. So by hearing about the glories of the holy name, we develop attachment to the holy name. we become faithful. We see how powerful the holy name is, and that it delivered Ajamil, who was such a great sinner, at least gave him a chance to further cultivate Krishna consciousness, devotional service. We see that Krishna's holy name is like Chintamani, like touchstone. That means that one doesn't require any other qualification or any other pre-qualification for chanting Hare Krishna. All one has to do is take it up and one will be transformed. Krishna is non-different than Krishna's name, Abhinatva Namana Amino. And therefore, in the way that Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishna gives love for Krishna, Krishna's name can give love for Krishna. And it's Purna, it's complete. The holy name isn't some partial representation of the Lord or even a representation of Krishna. It's Abhinatva Namana Amino. It's not different from Krishna. It's Krishna himself and sound vibration, in transcendental sound, present in sound. And when we become aware of all these wonderful truths, then we value the holy name more. That means we chant it with greater care. We know that we should stay away from committing offenses. And by knowing that we should stay away from committing offenses, then that will be the result. The result will be is that we don't commit offenses to the holy name, in which case the obstacles of further sins or aparad, which is even sort of a higher category of sin, is removed, is out of the way, and we get the full benefit of chanting, and in this way progress forward. So when you know the value of something, then you tend to take much better care of it, appreciate it more. In the same way, transcendental knowledge gives us insight into the glories of devotional service and the holy name. And if we're aware of these things, then if we're really sincere in advancing in spiritual life, then we will chant nicely. And by that chanting nicely, then not only we will be able to quickly become free from the results of sinful activities, but we will quickly progress forward and attain love for Krishna, which is the real purpose of chanting. And Haridas Thakur points this out when he's arguing with us. Gopal Chakravarti, becoming liberation, freedom from sinful activities, this you can just attain by a glimpse of Namabhas. But the real goal is to attain love for Krishna, which is very, very rare. But Krishna gives it to us through his holy name. And so, Atavad, Agyanad, Atavad Gyanad. Therefore, we shouldn't remain in ignorance, but rather we should cultivate transcendental knowledge. And for that reason, Srila Prabhupada has given us his books, as Acharyas have done, given us their books. And with the hope that we will also take advantage of that knowledge to advance quickly back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.